decisions.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we started the Trafer, the Mavela. The Zemara, the Kash of the Mishnah. According to Mask, the Cube is Maida to be shaved. That's the Mavela, not Trafer. So, Mavela, how do you understand the Mishnah of Mavela Trafer? It says, the Kuz Haveshet. I'm super like a Garrett's. Oh, so we had just to go back to something from before yesterday. Was Gemara's Kasha from the Kuvus HaVeshet or just from Super Zagaris? So it's a dear mouthful of Taisus on the Fabez Mal. Is Braminu Eilu Treves of Behem of Sukas Hagar Geres? Here's Evi. Pitaisvis. The Kasha of the Gemara is only from Sukas Hageres, not from Mekubas Haveshet, because in our Mishnah there is no mention of Mekubas Haveshet. So how can we ask from our Mishnah? Yeah, Moshe. How can we ask from our Mishnah Mekubas Haveshet? Our Mishnah does discuss Sukas Hageres, the Shachras Haveshet. So Melo, the Gemara is only asking to the Geras. I'm a to the Geras. Is it available? There it says the Trefa. That's the Chav Shan Taisus. The Dibra Maskel of Rashi was the Kubas Haveshet, which would seem that Kasha is from the Kubas Haveshet as well. But it's not so posh. So if that's true, Mish doesn't say it. Maybe the Mishnah does say it. Because we have the Geras in the Mishnah, here Moshe. Shachas HaVeshet, Pasa HaGeras, Oi, Pasa HaGeras, V'Shachas HaVeshet. So either way, everybody say, you shechted the Veshet, and you Pasa the HaGeras. The question is, which one came first? The two cases, the first case in the Mishnah. Shachat Veshet, Pasa HaGeras, or Fakeret. What's the Fakeret? Pasa HaGeras, V'Shachas HaVeshet. Yeah, that's our Gersa. The Rosh has a Gersa, it goes from the Rif, that it says, Shachat, Veshet, Pasaga, Geres, or what's the Fakarit the case? That Shachat, Gargeres, Upasak, Haveshet. Shachat, Haveshet, Upasak, Geres. Or Shach Gageres, the Pasak Veshet. So according to the Rosh's Gersa, the Rif's Gersa, the Mishnah in fact does talk about Sukas HaVeshet. The second case of the Mishnah is Shachat.
Pasak or Nagel?
It says Pasak.
Does that mean less than half?
What's the difference? Point is, it's talking about, what?
I'm talking about
little
pieces.
What? The Kubas Haveshet. See, it won't help us for the Gemara's Kasha. Could be right. But either way, the Bach is Geres and Rashi, and the Kubas Haveshet, Upsukas Gageres. So it could be the Kasha is only from Sukas Gageres. I think they arrived from Rashi later. That the Gemara's Kasha Batsim is only from Sukkot Gargaris, and not from the Kuvas HaVeshet. Because Rashi later, which you maybe didn't see yet, their mask was Shlokish. Yeah? Shlokish is Teretz. Kan Sheshocha Mokam Chatach. Chloim, Masnis and the Hocha, Sheshocha Mokam Chatach. B'mokim shenifsak roiv hagargeres kvar. Yeah? So it's clear in Rashi that the Gemara's kasha was only from Pesukas Gargeres. When the Shlokish gives his teretz, Rashi only talks about Pesukas Gargeres. So it's clear in Rashi that Rashi's masmatizes, the Gemara's kasha for the Mishnah in El Trefis, the kasha was from Pesukas Gargeres, not from Nekuvas Havesha. Either which way. The bottom line in the Gemara's Teretz, that. What's Gemara's Teretz? Elu Trefis doesn't mean Trefis, it means Asurais. Some are Nevela, some are Trefa. Yes? Here, Rashi says, what's included in the list of Nevelas? The Kubas Havesha. Yeah? Hi, where does Rashi see that in the Gemara? Mechtesi, especially if the Kash was only from Sukas Gagaris. How does Rashi know? Kash was from Pesukas Gargeres. Not the Mishnah doesn't discuss the Kuvas Havesha. Yeah. So how does Rashi know that when the Gemara says Yesh Mehem Nevela, Yesh Mehem Trefa, and Rashi includes in the list of the Nevela, what does Rashi include? Yesh Mehem Nevela Gugoyin, the Kuvas Havesha, Pesukas Gargeres. How does Rashi know that? Oh, so Mefarshim explained the Sheet brings down. What? Because the Gemara said, the Lashon Gemara is, what's Lashon Gemara? The Veilois, Lashon Rabbim. So that's what we know, Rashi knows, it's even a Veil. It's even Nekubas Havesh. Now, Legabe, so we said yesterday, we started discussing, that Shita's Rashi. That what? Nekubas Havesh is an Veil. We'll discuss soon why it's an Veil. Not just the trade.
Didn't Rashi
himself
give a svara to explain why
the Mela and Esla is the trade? He does, because what does Rashi mean? What does that svara exactly? Because the Rashi has there's a Isra Malkim Shchita.
Once he stats Pshat by Gargeres, the Mela has Pshat, that will be felt by Veshit as well.
It was Misvara. Misvara, he had to say that. See, if that's the svara, there was Isra, so it could be held by Misvara. Okay, could be. Now, so we said, the Rishonim already say that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam argues in Rashi. Three, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? And Kuvas Havesheh is a trade for not a Nevela. What's the right from Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam and the Chlamet, Tais brought down Rabbeinu Tam. Shah B'miyat Simon was talking about Shah B'miyat Havesheh. What's the Gemara Shaila? What's the Shaila of Shah B'miyat Simonim? Do we say that the Psul of Shehiyah is dafkin an oifin where you dafkin an oifin where you what? We started, we did a ma'isa which would make it an avela, right? Like you shechted whole simon, made similar simon. Maybe dafk over there we say the psul shehiyah. But in the miktsas mid kama the veshet, where it's only an avela, the kuvas veshet is only a treifa. Maybe over there we don't say that what. Maybe over there there's no psul shehiya. The psul shehiya, right? The psul shehiya, there's no psul shehiya, and it's kosher. Okay, it wasn't said the psul shehiya, man, it's kosher. Okay, we discussed yesterday. So no, but what do we see there? Chagav. He said the Rambam says beferish. The way the Rosh explains, the Rambam says sefer Yasher. The way the Arzurua says it, the way the Sefer Makriya says it, all in the discussion of Rabbeinu Tam, they all say Shaila is and Kuvas Havesheh is only Treifa. So that's the tzad why Shia B'mir Kama the Veshet is not a problem, because it's only Ma'isa Treifa. Yeah, so we see that the Kuvas Havesheh is a Ma'isa Treifa. And the Arzurua and the Sefer Machriya speak out Beferish. They reference our Mishnah that by Pesukas Gargeres, that's where Kiva and Rav mean that as a treif, and that's an avela. By Pesukas Gargeres is an avela, but Nekuvas Havesheh, that's a treifa. They all refer to they all Mitzayin to our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is doing my Pesukos of Geres. That's an Avela. But Kupas HaBeshet is only a trade. Okay? Now, so really the question is, if we're saying that Kupas HaBeshet is a trade, not like Rash. Kupas HaBeshet is only a trade. Yeah? The Kuvas of Beshet is only a trade. But yet, Lefi the Tzad. Yeah? Lefi the Tzad. So if it was a hole there in the Beshet and then you shechted it, it's a trade. Right? But, if we did Shehiyah, Ala Tzad, that this Shehiyah, even in the Midat Kam of the Beshet, like that's not a very time, whereas the Mesupik, right? Whereas it's taken, right? The Gemara suffers was Shia, you start Shechting, you did Shehiya, and you continue. Gemara is, it's hard to say, even though that Scholar was only Maisa Trefus, still, it's Shaykh Shehiya. So the question is, what's the difference between Shaha, yeah, Shlomo, what's the difference between Shehiya? Or why is Shia worse? Why is Shehiya worse than Nekuvas HaVeshet? If there was a hole there and you shecht it, it's only treifa. The parab then available. Yeah. But if I made the hole and then I waited and then I finished shechting, then we say it's an available. According to that side of the Gemara.
Nekuvas HaVeshet could be mitzdaris, but Shehiyah is
Hazla
Shkita. It's not Shkita anymore,
what
we did before.
And therefore,
so it's worse.
Why?
Because there was no Shkita in the beginning.
Hmm?
There was no Shkita in the beginning.
Kuvas HaVeshet?
It can be a starf.
What? It
can be a starf.
Well, like the fear of Huna, that by Higri Meshachat, huh? Okay, it could be. Oh, so Mais, I think, really bad sim to answer this question. Well, so the Rukveg we started discussing yesterday is bad sim answering this question. The Hainu, at this that we say, Nekuvas HaVeshet, listen carefully to what I say, and Nekuvas HaVeshet is only a trade for non Nevela, Fear Baron Tam, and company. So we're not talking about that you continue shechting through the hole. You shechted through the hole. You didn't shecht through the hole. If you shechted through the hole, then it'll be an avela. Why? Says Reb Kveger, why is it different than Chatzkan Pogum, where you shechted through the hole, it's not an avela. Teretz is, says Reb Kveger, because the mere kam of the kana is nothing, right? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't make a trade. It doesn't do anything. Right? Rash, we had Rashi Lashonis a few times. It's as if it's as whole, right? By shenge the beshet, it makes a trade. And kubas the beshet is something that makes it a trade for. A hole in the beshet is a trade for. The male there, he says, the male has to be b'shchita. Male has to be b'shchita. The hainu. So if I'm going to shecht over there through the hole, so when I get to the roiv, part of the shechita is b'psul. Part of the shechita is not a shechita. Part of the shechita is a kubas haveshet. So I don't have a shechita. Not more saying that it's mitzarek. We're saying it's not mitzarek. Yeah. By the veshet, I need a shechita kshera on the right of the veshet, because since the beginning is also significant, a hole in it makes it a treifa. So meila, in order to be called shechita, there has to be a shechita on the whole right. Yeah. So meila zaker b'kveger. Yeah. So that's why. So if he says that's part of the chilgunos, but by Shehiya, you shechted in the same place. Now you start shechting, stop, and continue. So there, al atzad, it's shia. So it's going to be in a beilah. Because even by the kuvus habeshet, Craig is mechadish. By the kuvus habeshet, if you shecht it through the hole in the place where the hole is, you shecht it through. It says it b'kveig it's in a beilah. It's b'kveig and it's simchav zayin. Why? Because since the beginning is significant, a hole in the beginning of the veshet is significant mela in order that it should be kosher shechita, and it has to be that the whole first half of the roi of the whole first half of the veshet has to be b'shechita. And if it's missing, if there's a hole there, so you're missing a little bit of the shechita, mela zavela. You don't have a shechita in the roi of the siman. That's what Rechveger writes. Yeah? So mela zoka Rechveger. So where's the negeya that Nukuba Sabesh is only traded for then? What? Oh, see, El Mektum, we shut it below or above. Shut the below or above, Zoka Rechveger, then, so I shut it right. I shut the first half, plus, yeah? In fact, there's a hole above, according to Rechveger. That doesn't make a problem. We'll see about that's for in a minute. Yeah.
Should you talk about from the backside?
One second. First, let's go from the front side. Okay. So that's clear according to Krager. This that we say that the kuvus aveshet is a tray if it's only if you shechted somewhere else. If you shechted over there, it's an avail. And then we can answer the kasha. What's the difference between shehiya and the kuvus aveshet?
Is that question? I start a sheet in one place, I do a sheet, and I continue in another place, and it's a new sheet with a new tire.
Nothing is partial. Nothing is partial.
I mean, it's a big thing.
Well, okay, so it might depend on how you understand the psul shia. Craig understands the psul shia, just that it breaks it up. Breaks it up. Fakaret, see, if you're already bringing out this point, so Rebaber is the Gemara. According to Fager, if you started shechting, and then you did a shehiya, and then you continued below, that'll be okay. Fager happens to hold that the whole soul of shehiya is just that it breaks it up. Yeah? So Meila, so what does that mean? In other words, every shehiya, yeah? Let's say shehiya mid kaima the besha. It's not that it's a problem, yeah. Is the prat because it's like a nukuvas aveshet. Once it's not part of shechita, it's left on its own. It's a nukuvas aveshet, and you're shechting it straight through. That's in the case where you're shechting it straight through, yeah. And the melatan avela. Let's say what will be the din by shehiya? We shechted it below. You started shechting the veshet, yeah. You did shehiya, but then you went down below. It's like gara, may it's not like gara from kuvas aveshet, which is a trade for going to the main town. Now, truth to tell, Rabbi Chanan, to answer this kasha, what's the difference between shehiya, yes, the mir kama the veshet, and the kuvas aveshet? What's the difference? Says Rabbi Chanan, with the hakir that we discussed many times, yes, what is the gedub psul shia? Is the gedub psul shia? It's a psul. It's a psul in the whole shechita, like drasa, chalad v'chulu, or it just that breaks it up. Sadr b'chanan, from here we see that there's a psul. Yeah, Mamela, if he did shehiya, and you continued, yeah, it's different. Then, if you had chatzikana pogum and you continue, by chatzikana, I'm not chatzikana. The kuvus aveshet, yeah, the kuvus aveshet you shechted. That's a tray, but it's not an avela. Why? Because no psul shechita. There's no psul shechita. It's a tray for because it's got a hole in the lung. It's got a hole in the veshet. Yeah. Mashenkin, if he did shehiya, alatzad in the gemara that shehiya b'miyat kama. Has a chalai shem shia, so it has the psul of shia. It has a psul of shia, so that apostles. That's why it's the nevela, not treifa. A very simple teretz to this problem. You don't have to come out to Craig's cheshbon. Again, we have hachacha from Rishonim that shaha that nekuvas havesh is a treifa, which means if you push up shot for a period, you shechted. You had a hole, and you shechted it, so it's treifa. Why? Because it has a hole. But the shechita is a good shechita, about him, right? It's the time, then available. That sheet is remaining time, and all the sheets we mentioned before, the Sirosh, the Arzarua, the Sef Machria, they all like that. Not like Rash. Okay? So now the question is, though, but the Afida side of the Gemara, that Shah B'miyat Kama of the Vashet is an Avela. It's a problem. It's possible. It means it's an Avela. It's a Psal Sheet, it's an Avela. So why is it an Avela? Well, why is the Shia worse? Why is the Shahia worse than the Kuz of Eshet? If I had a hole there beforehand, yeah, it's a treifa. I made the hole that makes it worse. Why? Why should that be? That's the kasher of Bukhana. So I said, Krager is bavaring this question by saying that it depends where you shech. If you shech in the hole, it's not an avela. If you shech below the hole, then it's not an avela. If you shecht in the hole, then where you shecht, you don't have a full shechita. In the veshet, you need the whole half, the first half has, since it's a hole is significant over there, so the first half has to have proper shechita. If there's a hole there, it's not shechita. The hole is not shechita. Therefore, so where is it? A treifa? When you cut below, then you have a good shechita. That's what Craig's mahal. Rabbi Chanan says more simple answer. That with the ones we've been saying the whole time, that she is a pasulus. That means Zariah from Rashi, that Shah B'miyat Basra, Rashi says it's possible, everyone brings Zariah, that's a psul. If it just breaks it up, then B'miyat Basra, you're ready to finish your shechita. Who cares if you break it up? Right? Elamai is a pasulus. Yeah? It's a pasulus. If it's a pasulus, so that's a difference. Outside the Shehi B'miyat Kama of the Veshet, it's a pasulus. That's different. If there was a hole there beforehand, there's no psul. It's just a treifa. So now do you shecht? You shecht it. But if you started shechting and there's a shia, so now there's a paslos. She is one of the five psulim. He gradually brings a nice raya from our Mishnah. Yeah? From our Mishnah, Lambezim and Alam, Sechas Chulin. It brings a raya that she is a paslos. What's the raya from our Mishnah? According to B'kiva, yeah, in the Havamina, what's it then in the Mishnah? Shachat, yes, is a Veshet. Pasak is a Hageres. What's it then? Treifa. Now let me ask you a question. What if it was Shaha between the two Simana? That's classic Shia. Yeah, you did Shia between the Khan and the Veshet. Shabachon assumes the Pashat. That's a psul of Shia. Reb Kiva is married to the five psulim, yeah? What does Reb Kiva say? If you had one kosher shechit on one of the simanim, then it's mitarim then aveil. Right? It's enough one simon, as we discussed. Feed all the shine, let's say. Yeah? Okay? Then, but he's asking him to. Let's say you did dross in both simanim. According to Reb Kiva, what is it? You did dross in both simanim. Pashtus, yeah. We said maybe the Fidim or not. But Pashtus is an Avela. He's matim to the Psalay Shechita, right? He's matim to the Psalay Shechita. If he did, he shechted one simon kosher, then it's Matayah. But if he did drasa, chalod, and both simon, Mavada is going to be possible. And it'll be an Avela, even according to Kiva and Havamina, correct? That's a Pashtus. Mel Zakr Bachanan, it was Shah Ben Simon Lassinim. She is one of the five psul, yes. So if it's Shah ben Simon Lassinim, even if Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Chanan assumes over Pashat that it's going to be an Avela. The psul Shia. Why? What? So according to Rebbe Kiva, it's hard to be kosher. According to Rebbe Kiva. Huh? So according to Kiva,
it's... You can't prove it's a process
because you assume it's a process. No, but no.
Not,
It's not where he's coming. I thought where he's coming from is that there are five psulim. He doesn't speak all the time. This is what I came out this morning today. That there's five psulim. And Kiva has to be made that there are five psulim.
One of them is a hashtag.
And male according to Kiva, it'll never be in the veil. With only the shaper. Okay, say it. Fine. But Rav Chanan said he assumes that there's a psul of Shia being similar simon even for Kiva. So maybe if it's just that breaks it up, hooray, if it just broke it up, so I have one simon that's kosher. So Shibim Tarim, then avail. I was sure being similar simon, yeah? So if it just breaks it up, so I have one simon that's kosher. I have one simon that's kosher. So why is it available? Elmai, you see that it's a psul. Okay, you got the right, you didn't get the right. Bottom line, that's what Conan wants to answer. If you're bearing time, the difference between Nekuvas Haveshet and Shah Ben Shah Ben Miyad Kam.
Could it be explained one more time? I didn't really fully get it. For Rabbi Kiva Igor, why if you shut through the Nekev, would it be an avail?
Because Rav Feger said like this, that there's a difference between the Kana and the Vesha. By the Kana, the first half of the Kana is insignificant. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't make it a trade. So therefore, you don't need Shechita over there. Right? You don't need Shechita. Right? Chatz Kana Pogam, you're Mashlim, it's Kosher. Right? Hashanke by the Vesha, says Rav Feger. By the Vesha, the chiyus goes out in the Milkam also. Hooray, if you in the Kuvas of Veshed, there's a treifa. So that means the first half of the Veshed is very significant. The Gabi, the chiyus of the Behem. So Mela says, Rukveger, Mela, you need that you have to be Maitz of the chiyus b'shchita. So the whole Milkam has to be done b'shchita. So now, if I shech through the hole, so I go over the roivs. In this roiv shachut of the veshet, there's a part that was just a hole. There's a part that wasn't done for shchita. So mele, I don't have a full shchita. If I don't have a full shchita, I'm missing that part that there was already a hole there. Mele, it's in the veilok. I don't have a shchita.
And it's not shefut because you actually finished all shchita,
It's an avelo.
Right, it's an
avelo.
I'm saying, why?
It's an avelo, not shreifa.
But if you finish, it's an avelo because the shreita isn't enough. Because
if you shechta there, it's an avelo. He's mechadish even. That's why by shehiya, it's an avelo. He's mechadish even for a mitam. Oh, it's an avelo. Okay?
Can you explain what the difference is between the course of Asher and the Sikh cigarettes?
Every what?
Whether it's an avelo or not.
Well, Pesulah Geras is right.
That's what?
Yeah, that simon is already dead. Now, okay. So let's move on to Rashi. Okay, so that's the Shita of those Shainim, that Kuvas Haveshet is only Treif and not Nevel. Shita's Rashi is that Kuvas Haveshet is Nevel. Rashi is Nevel, Kuvas Haveshet is Nevel. Pashas, that means, okay, within the camp of Nevela, yeah, there's two possibilities. It's a Nevela when it dies, or it's a Nevela even Mechayim. Okay? When Rashi says it's a Nevela, Pashtas doesn't mean it's a Nevela now, meaning it doesn't allow. It doesn't allow for shechita. Like Rashi said, Lashon. What did I say? As far as what did I say? Yesh menevel going to kuvas vesha psulgeret. The isra makam shechita dehu. Yeah, isra makam shechita, and therefore you can't shech on any level. Rashi is saying, therefore it's isra makam shechita. Meila, you can't shech. Okay, meila when it dies. Even though you shechted, it's not going to help. Zip a dog without shechita. But not to say that it's an avela right now, before it died, before you finish the shechita. Yeah, and kuzabeshet. I'm not saying it's an avail right now. It's not a time of an avail now. Alright? If you shecht it and it dies, yeah? So now the shechita wasn't a good shechita. Why is shechita not a good shechita? Rashi is Isra Mokim shechita. Yeah? But Ravada, it's not an avail now. Now, the Rambam, we'll see. The Rambam is a big mess about this question. In the Rambam, there's Mashmoyis in some places that's an avail mechayim. And Kubzavesh, not only is it an avail, but it's even an avail mechayim. Okay? What does Rambam say? Where's Rambam again? Gimel. So we'll get back to the Rambam. Okay, I want to first focus on Rashi. The Rambam says, "Behemish nitel yerach shalom, v'chalala ima." It's Gemara later with the Yisod Gemara. Yeah, achatir chaseira, whatever. Shatir bats. The whole leg was plucked out till the mamish is a hole there. Yeah. Okay. I raise an avail. Moshe nechta chetzia v'nechlo shnei gufay. The Gemara says also later gistra. Yeah, gistra is an avail. Guy, you saw the Gemara. The Shlomish. Gistra is an avail. Ram says the veil. Here he says the loshim and a shechita mayel is ba. Okay. Now v'chein im nishba mafrekis roi baser. I should nikkur migapa kedag. I should nips up. So Ram says right. Nishba mafrekis roi baser. That's the Gemara in the first parak. Avchav. Ziri said that it's a veil. Ziri said that's an veil. Okay. Now, then Rambam says, or nikra b'gav gedag, oy shenifsa roi v'akana. Yeah, roi v'akana was nifsa, tzukas ageres. Oy shenikev haveshet b'chol shehu. B'mokim haroi l'shchita. If you was, and nekubas haveshet, yeah, Gavi. B'mokim l'shchita, says the Rambam, harei zeh nevela michayim. I'm saying, nevel michayim. So here, there's a little bit of a problem. He says, one hand he says, raise the veil b'chayim. It's mashma, that's ready to veil now. But when he says, v'en shchita me'el ezba, Moshe, that would be maybe mashma, that it's not like we're saying in Rashi. I mean, the shchita doesn't help. Me'el, once it dies, it's an avela. If you shecht it, and the shchita didn't help, so it's an avela. Because my yidin shecht it, it's not an avela. So Rambam says, "V'ein hashchita me'el ezba." He said, if it's an avela machayim, of course the shchita doesn't help. It's dead already. If it's an avela machayim, we're saying it's dead. It's dead now, right?
So you mean dead now?
Me'el machayim has din in avela now. That's an avela machayim. What does an avela machayim mean? It doesn't say an avela wants to die. It's an avela machayim. That sounds like it's saying it's an avela right now. Not as we said in Rashi. Okay. Then you have to understand, so what does he mean? V'ein hashchita me'el ezba. But the truth of the matter is, use that same lashon, that's why I stressed it before, use that same lashon when he spoke about something that is not going to avail mechayim, right? By the Yerech, right? What? Oh, excellent point, okay? And also, Zag Yonah, by virtue of fact, the Rambam lumps them together. Yes, nishba mafrekes v'roi basar. That's zichin avail mechayim, right? Oy nifsek, yeah. Or in other cases, where you chop gistra, you chop the mehema down the middle. That the Gemara says nevela. And here the Rambam lumps them all together, and the Rambam adds to that list nifsek roi bakana or nikra vesh bagalshu, right? So the Rambam puts them all together, and all the cases in the Rambam are certainly in the veil of Mechayim.
Mechayim is
done. Mechayim, yes. Veil of Mechayim. Okay? So therefore, when the Rambam says, the raising of the veil of Mechayim, that's the chayra, the passion is talking of the veil of Mechayim, and it's called this in the veil of Mechayim. We'll see about Tumah, but in the is in the veil is the chayra already chal, this in the veil is already chal, right now. Okay? What?
The
Avela. It's Isser and Veil is Chal now. I mean, it's not Eber Mechai, it's dead.
Not
Tumah. Alright, we'll get to Tumah in a minute, we'll get to Tumah. Okay? And this is not like the Shach, because the Shach in the Kurz HaKesef, right, wants to say in the Rambam that it's not Tumah Chaim. Okay, we'll get back to that. Agabonim, Pash the Rambam, yeah? Both in the fact that he says the Veil Mechayim, and as Yoni said, Gevaldik, he lumps it together with the rest of them, which is Zichron Veil Mechayim. That L'chayra is clear in Rambam that not only is Nekuvas HaVeshet a Neveila, but it's also a Veil Mechayim. Not like we could say in Rashi, that or not like Mashmois of Rashi, that's just a problem with the Shechita, yeah? It doesn't allow for Shechita, Nekuvas HaVeshet. And therefore, even if he died, Aydei Shechita, still it's going to be an Avela. Avad that hasn't died, Kozma doesn't die, it's not an Avela. Kozma doesn't die, it's not an Avela. Now, so the question over here is, what's the Pshat in Rashi? Yeah, what's the pshat in Rashi? What's the pshat that because it has a hole that it doesn't allow for the shechita? What's the pshat? Rashi says it was isra makam shechita. What does that mean? It's isra makam shechita. Yeah. So there's various mahalchim in the Rishonim. Not all of them really fit so well with lashon Rashi. Yerimosha brings down before that the lashon of the Eshkol is like that as well. It says Shach is a Veshet, it means our Mishnah, etc. So he speaks it out, Beferish, the Sefer Eshkol, Gavi. Sefer Eshkol speaks it out, that, he holds like Rashi, yes, what does he say? Nochama. Upirish Masinis the Maskana. Kol Shiyesh Psul, the Mokim Shchita, Shlomo, kol sheyesh psul b'makom shechita, k'nekuvas haveshet psukas gageres, af al gav, the shachta b'makom acher, neveila, even though he shechted somewhere else, yeah? Not in the hole, you didn't shechted somewhere else, k'nekuvas shenifsala b'makom shechita, it's a neveila. The Chagim, he also discusses, it's important, he says, af oif, yeah, she'ein tzorach simenechad. Yeah, it's also because Veshe is even going to be an avail by an oif. That's a separate discussion by itself. So chayr by oif, all you need is one simen. So this simen became non shritable. Yeah, the first simen, the Veshe became non shritable. Yeah, but the kana. It's still alive and kicking. It's still good. It's still fine. So why can't the shechit of the kana work? Huh? Okay. Why can't the shechit of the kana be time in Avela? What?
Both
the Nevi'ah. Oh, that's what he said. That's not so pashut. He's saying because we had the Rajba and the Bahag. That's what he mean. On the test by Ikur, the Bahag said it was a simon that was nekar. Meaning it was removed from its place, even not even they made a trade. And that's a psul of ikur. And that the Rajba said that in by oif, all you need is one simon. Elamai, Elamai said the Rajba, which in Teres Abayis, you need that both simonim should be right. By oif, you need that both simonim should be right. You only need a shech one, but you need roi that both should be right.
Why can't you
just... Zemela, Zogda, Sefer Eshkol, the fire wouldn't over here. If once, if the Bar'ay, if there was a Kuvas HaVeshet, so that means the Veshet is non-shritable. Mela, the whole thing, is the whole, the Ma'il Shech the Kana, it's still going to be in a day.
Why can't you Shech the Veshet? Why is it?
Why is it not shritable? Okay, that's what we're going to discuss now. Okay? He says, because there's the psul b'makim shchita. What does that mean? What is that svar? That svar by itself? Stam because it's slam b'gam in the makim shchita? Why should it pass? That's what we're trying to understand now.
Like
Rashi, in Rashi, it's exactly like Rashi. But how go for it? Rashi and the Eshkol both saying the same thing. You want to know, what is that svar? What is that svar? So there are various svars in Rishayim. The Amemis and the Shita weighs in as well. Okay? Yeah? So the Ramayisha has two Ma'alchim over here. One of the quotes from Chaim, the second one he says on his own, and then he says Chaim, heard that B'Shem Chaim also. The first shot in his night is very funny. Yeah? So he said, it's a very Ma'amish, a very funny shot. He says it's like Shehiyah. Yeah, like Moshe said before, that's we're mitzaref, yeah, we're mitzaref the whole with the shechita, yeah. Meili says that, yeah, a sheikh b'shnayim agim makayim mishplosik sheira. I don't know what he wants from that. Chaim beis mei romas b'kutzar. So because he says it's the problem of Shehiyah. In other words, the behemah, yeah, Shlomo, the behemah got a hole in its veshet, okay, 6 months ago, yeah, and now you're coming and you're shechting it. So since you're being mitznar of the hole to the shechita, so male it's like Shehiyah.
Obviously, it's not part
of shechita. No. It's not part. No, 1 second.
76.
No, but he's saying that you're mitzdarif. So we have a tzad to say, right? By chatz kana pang also mitzdarif. Yeah, it's not like that. Rashi's mashi mitzdarif, right? By chatz kana pang. There's no problem of shia. Elamai, since it's not a ma'ase shechita, there's no shia, right? No. You're still saying a very good point. Yeah. I'm adding to it, yeah. We had in Rashi and Yates, yeah, Rabbi Sayyid. Rashi Yates, Mechatz Chana Pogam, Rashi's Mashma, where the Mimosha learned up the Rashi, Afghan Mimosha, he's the Bala, he's the Murad Shmaitz over there. Yeah, what? He learned in Rashi, Rashi has his Mitzarev. That's the difference between Chatz Chana Pogam and Hagrama, Higrim Shachat. He need two shlish, right? He just need a drop, right? Well, everyone remembers, right? Meila, yes, walk is digging mitznarif the hole. Mitznarif the chatz kana pogam to the shechita. Becomes the surf. We discussed that. Yeah, berichas. Yeah, the surf to the shechita. Yeah, but over there we don't say it's a problem of shia, right? El ma'isi, since even though mitznarif it, but it's not a problem of shia. You didn't start shechting. Shia is only when you actually start shechting. Yeah, so no psul shia. So male there also to say that's the reason why Nekuvas HaVeshet is a nevela, because the problem of Shia is very, very difficult. But to say that since I'm using the whole as part of the Shechita, it's a problem of Shia. It's very, very difficult.
It's obviously called Shechita.
What?
It's obviously called Shechita.
What?
First, then it has to come.
And here's the called Shechita? But the way he says it, because you mitztarif it. The way the... Yeah, the gam geshachad shloim makim and nekev mitzar even shloim makim and nekev mitzar of gam can a nekev v'shchita.
Yeah,
it's mitzar v'shchita. It's male. It's shia. But by kan also mitzar v'shchita.
Yeah, but
kan it's not v'shchita,
so it won't be.
There's also not shchita. It's not v'shchita. It's not shchita. It's a nekev. It's not v'shchita. El ma'at mitzar v'shchita. Same thing. We'll talk about it tonight. Okay. Now. So why didn't I? I want to one. Yeah. Okay. So that lechayra, I think it is very, very sharp. Shad to say it's a full shiur here. Yeah. Very difficult. The Ramesh himself wants to learn. So, Ramesha wants to learn, and that L'chayr is basically the mahalaf of the Shita, that, like this, similar to what we said before in Rebbe Kveg, that's Misayim, but we're extending it. The Hainu says in Ramesha, you know, you have a pagam, you have a nekev in the Vesh. You go ahead and check. So even if you check, I mean, that's Pasha, that Al Tzad, the Kubas of Eshet, is a Nevela. It's even if you shech below the, or above the hole, right? The Mandam is Nevela. Krager said that the Mandam Treifa, if you shech in the hole, it's a Nevela. But Mandam is Nevela, according to Rashi. Yeah, Shita's Rashi is the Kubas, Rajba, Kubas of Eshet is a Nevela. Yes? Now, it's Poshit. Yeah? Kebeis of Bekutcha, that you shech, no matter where you shech, it's going to be an avail. Okay? That's clear. Yeah? B'chayr. Yeah? Oh, so what's the pshat? Says the Ramesha, not L'chayr is the pshat in the Shita. Unless the Shita is not when you're going to a hole. That's the dag in the Shita. But the Yisoid, says the Ramesha, is that when I shech, yeah, the chiz is going out with that hole also. Yeah, the chiz is going out with the hole in made a treifa, right? So the hole in the veshet, yeah, the chiz is going out in that mamela, and that's b'psul. It's not b'shchita. It's not b'shchita. The opposite. Yeah, it's not b'shchita. The hole, yeah, is part of the makom b'shchita. It's part of the makom b'shchita. Yeah, and like McGregor said, you need by veshet, you need to shech the whole first half. You need the whole first half plus of the veshet has to be b'shchita. Okay, so if there's a hole there, yeah, that means that there's part of that roi that you're shechting is not b'shchita. Because there's a hole somewhere on that side of the Veshet, yeah? There's a hole there. That means the Chi is going out of that hole also, and that hole is not the Shechita. So you don't have the Chi is going out by the Veshet with the Shechita. With the Shechita.
So when it dies, why is it an Avela?
Because you didn't have the Shechita. So now it's dead. Died without Shechita, it's dead. An Avela. Avela is something that dies without Shechita. That's an Avela. Yes, so that, now, if you look at the Shita, See, the Shita over here, he's got a problem, it means that Rashi, yeah? That what, and the Kubas of Eshet is Nevela. Persian countries, Nevelas, and the Kubas of Eshet, through the Garris, the Israel law, Mokim Shita. The kasha, the misnis, and the hachal le kasha el psuz gageres loin kuz aveshet. Hooray! Hello. How can Rashi say the kuz aveshet avela? So why does it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah discusses psuz gageres. Doesn't say the kuz. Why does Mishnah say in the kuz aveshet? Our Mishnah has five cases where there's mechalis of Rekiva Rishayim and Rekiva's Ma'ayin as avela. Why is it giving out? Why is it saying the Kuzabesh is a bigger chiddush than Sukkot Gerets? Yeah, Mashmalay have an Avela. Yeah, that's the Shittas Kasha and Rashi. So he answers. Then a Chanani. Yeah. So because of that, and a Chanani, the Avela is not going. It's not going because of not like Rashi. Oh, says the Shita. So he asked him, what's the Svara? What's the Svara? He says, because the Kuz of Eshet, lo yotza nishmasa bekach. The difference between, even though, the Kuz of Eshet, in the whole, I'm still there. Okay. Yeah? Oh, so then he wants the answer for Rashi. Okay? Mechom agesh liyash v'perish Rashi. Perish kondris. Moise tamshe perashti. Because how does he want to explain the Shita, the Chilbdin Veshet, and the Psuga Geras? She says, the Lemikri Psul Beshchit, the Rak Hechashle Shachar Adayin, Roy Shazarach Lishchay. And if Echam and a Simon, and a Rubai, and a Rosh Naibina, Avan Kivas a Veshet, I feel Nifsek Miyat, and Nisha Rubai, the Shachtai, Pirish Rai Veshet, Yishach the Rai Veshet, Hanisha. You shecht the rabbi of Eshet. Psul Geres, yeah, you can't shecht it. When it comes to Eshet, there's left over, right, you could shecht right. You could shecht right. Psul Geres, you can't shecht right. So wait, the hole there, right? Psul Geres, right of the Geres, it has a hole. One second. Mashiach came by the Eshet, you could shecht the rest of it. One second. Males up the sheet, we ask of Rashi. Why is it time? Why? In a kubbis of Eshle and Ishkel Kigroi, who mishim shloi shachar hashir should serve Lishkel? Avagav the shachar rubai and Isher and Makana, the roi of Kam and the Vesh should serve Lishkel. Like that's far of the Ramayish and Rukveger. By Veshet, the fundamental difference between the Vesh and the Kana. By the Veshet, the beginning, the first half of the Veshet must be shechted properly. Because the chiyas goes out with the hole. So it means that the chetzi kama of the veshet, in order, has to be shechted properly. Because if it's part of it that's not shechted properly, in other words, ayin is a hole there, so meila, that hole is mitzarif to the right, and you don't have a full shechita. You don't have a full shechita. That's the problem. That l'chayr is the simple pshat in Rashi. And when Rashi says that Isra Makam Shechita, Rashi means that male, you don't have a full Shechita. You shechted right, you have a hole that's right, but part of that Shechita is the Veshet, which is not done in the matzah of Shechita. By the Veshet. That's the problem. Okay, that's what the Shechita wants to learn Rashi. And the Moshe says, even when it's below, it's going to be the same thing. That's the chayr, the simple pshat Rashi. Rabbi Chanan wants to suggest something else. Rabbi Chanan wants to suggest, but that's Rashi, chap, that array, we know, we discussed many times, is the idea of Ruba Kekula. Yeah? Rabbi, come back in. Yeah? Ruba Kekula. Yeah? Rav, Yishech, Rav, Semen, Sinat, Rubik, Kulak. Yeah? Says Rav Chanan, yeah? What's the get of Rubik, Kulak? The get of Rubik, Kulak is, we discussed that, I think, also, we need Rubai, Mitoich, Kulak. Yeah? Which means, let's say, there's a dinner of Rav Kais. Yeah? You have a cup of wine, you drink Rav Kais, yeah, I'd say. Why Ruba Kekula? Let's say you only have Roy Revius. Can you make kids in Roy Revius and say, oh, Ruba Kekula? I need Revius, I have Roy Revius. What's the difference if I drink Roy Revius or I make kids in Roy Revius? Huh? What's the answer?
Roy Mitaych Kula.
Very good. You need Roy Mitaych Kula. Now I know, even though the cup has Revius, but that's not Roy Mitaych Kulak. The point is, I filled up right, yeah. But, so in other words, if I have a Revius and I drank right, then it's Rubar Kulak, and the half meaning by Nazir. Yeah, if he shaves, Roy is here. Before the Pasuk, Craig brought down the Sugi over there in Nazir. Without the Pasuk, I would say, shaving roiv is enough. I'm shaving roiv of kulay. Yeah. So meila, that's roiv of kulay. Okay. So now, so ruba kulay means roiv of kulay. Okay. Same thing by bezdin, right? Achra mahata is which is the makkah for roiv. Yeah. That goes back a long time ago. Makkah for roiv. Wow. Yeah. What's right? Where did they learn right from, huh? Yeah, sugya of right, huh? Wow. Anyway, where's the market for right? Acharam Lahatais, from Bezdin. Right? So they're also, you're not going to say, right, you need a Bezdin of 72, yeah? So have, for a certain case, yeah? So have, oh, Bezdin 23, whatever it is. Okay? So if I have right with a Bezdin, it'll be good. No, of course, right? I have 37, yeah? For the Bezdin. It's not going to work. If you have 72, the achraz, I'll be the right. Yeah. Now, oh, semela, zaka b'chanan, zaka b'chanan, now that's Pran Rashi. By kuvus aveshet, yeah, so even if you shecht, yeah, even if you shecht roi, you shecht roi, right, you shecht roi, yeah, besides the whole, you shecht the roi, yeah? So what do we say? What's the problem? It's not Ruben Mitay Kuloi. Because since part of the Veshet is Nifkam, like Rashi said, part of the Veshet has a hole. So Mela, you don't have a whole Veshet. So Mela, it's not Ruben Mitay Kuloi. Shmak Pshat, no?
If you go under also, same,
same thing. Same thing. Either way, we're assuming that. You know, that's connected. You know, on that side, there's a hole. So.
No, you're under.
I'm talking about under, but since on that side, there was a hole. That side of. Since there's a hole in the Veshet, yeah. So it means that even underneath Kilu, that the Mesh speaks that. You know, underneath Kilu, that whole part, Kilu has a hole. Yeah? You know, the Mesh, I was wondering, what's it then if you. He said if you. Shecht. All right, we'll leave that for now. And now, upon that, that's the second mahal, the third mahal that we have in Rashi. That, what? One second, what's that? Rubik Kuloi? The male, Rubik Kuloi. You ask, what? Chatz Kana Pog, what? Why is it kosher? Why is that? No. Well, first of all, it's a dead ground Rashi, they make you. However, it was Rashi's kilo is whole, right? By the Rashi's kilo is whole. Nothing happened. Kilo is whole. That's it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, upon him, that's Rabbi Chanan's mahalach. That Rubik Kuloi is the yisoy, which we discussed once before. Rubik Kuloi is not just tam Rubik Kuloi. You need Rubik Mitoy Kuloi. So if there's a kuvas haveshet, mele it's not Mitoy Kuloi.